Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Stager.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops, episode 98. Happy July. It's July. Cannot believe it's July. I feel like I've been living in my basement. But before we jump in, look, I'm going to do three shout-outs this week. First one is Dr. Ditch. Make sure you join or make sure you buy a shooting machine from Dr. Ditch. Mention High School Hoops. They'll give you $350 off. If you want to know why, go back and listen to the other 97 podcasts, but there's tons of reasons. There's 97 reasons there. All right. Also, go over and join teachhoops.com. It allows us to keep the lights on and these podcasts moving. So if you're looking for a reason to give back other than leaving a nice five-star review, because like Jake was saying, I'm probably going to get some one stars after last week's tirade and politics. If you'd like to give a five-star, we would love that. And then also, I'd love if you went over, my way of kind of giving back is teachersidegig.com or the podcast Teacher Side Gig. It's kind of one of my ways of giving back right now to teachers and talking about different side gigs. The first couple of weeks, there's some really good side gigs coming up. Talk to somebody that does video production and movie and music for movies and TV. I talked to somebody that takes pictures at Carnegie Hall. I talked to somebody that's writing a book. I mean, there's lots of side gigs, and it's I think it will be intriguing. I think it will be interesting.
So a lot of our coaches probably on here are educators. You know, feel free to share that.
Yeah, and if you've got a good side gig, yeah,
or like I'm gonna definitely, when I'm done speaking and I'm gonna be interviewed in a couple weeks for Teacher Side Gig, is just promote it on my Facebook, because a lot of educators are friends with other educators. So
right,
if we can all learn from each other in side gigs, I think it's awesome. I think
so. You can stay in this great, like I said, it, like I've told Jake, it's a great side. I've had side gigs since I started teaching, so my wife could stay home a little bit more. And I love teaching. I haven't left teaching because I like it. And I think I can make a difference in the world, one kid at a time. But it also, you know, I didn't sign up to become a pastor and make, you know, horrible wages. So it's like I had to figure a way to make money and do that. And that's why during this pandemic, it's like, well, this is something I can do to help teachers.
For sure.
And, you know, the only thing I'm selling is I'm selling you coming on the podcast. If you've got an interesting side, I mean, if you go to the website, it's like, do you want to be on my podcast? Because I'm just looking for unique side gigs. People that are doing have intriguing stories or intriguing things to tell. If you have one of those, go over to the website, fill out the form, and maybe you'll get on. We'll see we're probably 2 months out right now. So, all right. So this week we're going to talk about building. What are we going to do? Building relationships?
Building relationships. We're episode 98. We're in July. The first thing we talked about is that the number one thing when the season really, we're starting to start thinking about the season coming up. We've kind of let the last season kind of flush down the toilet, and we're moving into the next one a while ago and took in our relaxation and really start thinking about our kids and our players from top down. So I think the number one thing is we always talk about it. We've been talking about it since episode one. The first important foremost thing that we do as coaches, you need to build relationships with your players.
Right.
How do you do that?
Right. It's so important. And it's like, I haven't told Jake, but I basically have started a COVID course, and it's like, I'm going to actually name it two different things. I'm going to name it the COVID course, and I'm going to name it the team building course. They're the same thing, because if COVID goes away, great. You're still going to need to build relationships. So I'm building a course. I'm actually going to throw your Google Classroom part in then. That's going to be like a part of that. And then
Cool. Right,
I'm also going to put it as its own, but anyway, it's going to be like, how do you do this virtually COVID, or how are you going to do it non-virtually? So that's why I thought it was important for us to talk about building relationships, because it doesn't matter. I don't know what's going to happen in the next 6 to 12 to 18 months, but you still need to build relationships. So if the fall does not look normal, this is that teacher talking, then you can do this. If it does look normal, great. You might, in your part of the country, it might look normal. You can still do this. It's just, I think the tools at which how you do that are going to be important. And they might shift a little bit if you're virtual or real. But I think what you're going to be talking about with your student athletes is going to be the same. So I think the content is the same for building relationships. How we're going to deliver it is going to be a little bit different. And to be honest with you, not as different as I think, because we live in a world of technology. So the virtual technology thing can still be done in person. I mean, you could sit them in a room, they're all going to be on their phones anyway. So I think that will be a unique thing that we'll be looking at. What do you think, Coach?
So I've been really diving into this right now, because I'm a soccer director too, and how ways to connect with kids. And I was been connecting with my kids with a weekly Zoom meeting. So that's one way with the new technology that you could do with your players. I've even done a Kahoot game. If anybody doesn't know what Kahoot is, it's like a interactive computer game, like a Jeopardy game where kids can play from their computers. It's been really fun. The girls like that. And like kids that I have not been able to connect with, not doing Zoom meetings and stuff, I've actually wrote letters to. So there are some things that some of those old school ways are still really good ways to connect with kids. The other idea that as a soccer director, or maybe if you're a high school basketball coach or the varsity coach, is maybe you get yourself, I'm just thinking of cool ideas that I've been thinking about and other people use. We're getting postcards generated with our logos on it, and then we're sending out a postcard to each of our kids to remind them how things are going.
I like that.
And the cool thing about postcards is it's super cheap to print. It's something
that
they don't.
How much does a postcard cost right now?
To print?
No, to mail.
I don't remember. I haven't looked at it. I know it's so much cheaper.
It is. Then that's why I asked the question. I know it's cheaper than.
That's why I decided to do that. I don't know the cost. And that's why the people in the program that I work for, the club I work for, love the idea, because it was very affordable for us to do because of the postcards. But I think it'd be very affordable for a basketball program to get. And the cool thing is you could have the postcard with, maybe you come up with your slogan for the upcoming season. Like all this together, or everything's going on right now, and they can literally hang that in their room, and on the back they have an a written message from their coach. It's an awesome idea.
I do like that.
And it's something that you can do, especially a lot of us have downtime right now. Like I wrote thank you letters to all the coaches that are under me that I direct, and they love that. I got positive feedback from that. I think those little things right now people need. And I think that's where little things can really build direction with people, is those little things that are really thought out. Like,
right.
Everybody's trying, everybody can email, everybody does. What could you do that could be just a little bit different? It's a really affordable way that you can connect with your players.
Okay. No, I do like that. I mean, what is that movement toward? Explain why the postcards rather than a letter, other than price, just ease of use.
Yep.
Okay.
Then actually writing a letter. Is that why you're asking?
Yeah. I mean, is it just that you do mass quantities of it? Is that the difference?
Yeah, that's one thing. I think also you can build your brand and you can put your logo on it. It looks really cool when it comes in the mail. You know, that it's a pretty cool thing. Or you could write letters and you could get stickers customized and put a sticker in there. I mean, just different things you can do. Okay. The ultimate thing when you think about building relationships with kids, you know, it's, you know, team building, blah, 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 is it's about taking the time to get to know them as a human, you know.
Okay.
Too often coaches come in and everything that you do from when you come into practice, and I've had coaches like this, I've seen coaches like this.
Everybody, I hope you're enjoying the podcast. There's three things you can do to help us out. First one is you can go over and subscribe and like, and make sure you leave a review. We love those reviews. They're really important on iTunes or wherever you listen to these podcasts. Also, you can go down and click down below on our Amazon link. It's www.teachhoops.com/Amazon. That way, anytime you're shopping, if you have it bookmarked, we get a small little commission, and it helps us keep the lights on here, basically the hosting fees. You can also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. Great resources. You can also go over to our YouTube channel. Just type in Teach Hoops, two different words, and you'll find thousands and thousands of videos. So that's one way for us to be able to help you moving forward. All right. Enjoy the podcast.
I've seen coaches like this. It's just basketball, you know, and you got to have conversations. All right, guys, like, so what things do you like to do? What things do you have? What are your hopes and dreams? What are your goals? What's your favorite class? Like, you need to really get to know your players from a personal standpoint. They need to know that you care about them. You know, it's like, you know, I'm an elementary teacher. Like the first couple weeks of school, it's all about getting to know my parents and getting to know my students. As a high school coach, the first thing you do before you start teaching them plays is you got to get to know who they are, you know, because you can even connect things like if you got like, because all the other sports kind of connect with each other. So if you know, like, you can use other sports references to connect to other sports, you know?
Right. And sometimes it's just sending them a little video. Sometimes it's just doing one of those things. It can be that small. It really can be.
And the app that I know that's been really good that you love is Remind, right? You still use Remind?
I do. My niece works at Remind, actually. She's a programmer.
That's awesome. So, you know, talking about building relationships, Remind is a great app. It's completely free. I use it as a teacher. I've used it before with coaches. My coaches and I'm with my program. That's a really good way to keep kids connected. That's really nice because, you get them messages, you can send videos, you can send documents on there. You know, that's one thing, you know, and then like, I mean, what about you, coach? What about you? What about you and your standpoint? I mean, you've been around a lot longer than
I
have.
Yeah. I mean, I think, I think it's multiple ways of communicating. I think it's like a business model. You want to leave lots of breadcrumbs because you don't know which way of communication is going to, you know, that's why I started a Snapchat. That's why I did it, because some of them will do that. Some of them will text. Some of them will do email. Very few will do email, but some will do email. Some will do FaceTime. Some will do, I mean, it's horrible from a planning standpoint. But being a basketball coach, especially with my team, I'm not dealing with, you know, that many kids. I'm not a football coach. So I'm more than willing to do more than one platform. I think that's the biggest change I've seen is there's multiple platforms, multiple ways that you have to be able to communicate with them.
But I think that the platforms can kind of get in the way of the purpose. So you have to be,
Yeah,
that's great. I'm communicating, blah, 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 blah. But like, if there's no substance and there's no human connection with it, then it's not as real. So like, you have to be careful that you're not being like, it's like almost like, you know, generic. You can't be generic.
No,
And the multiple platforms can create like very vague and generic a message, and it's not really connecting. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do.
It's kind of like the hard thing of online learning is like you don't get that human connection with kids, and so that's that hard piece that you have that investment. The other thing is we talk about building relationships, and maybe this will just be another podcast sometimes. How do we ensure that we build relationships, our players have relationships with each other?
That is hard. That's what I'm most worried about from school standpoint.
Right.
Like That is the worst part of all of this. Like, I can give them content. I can teach them things, not as effectively as if I'm in person with them, but the relationship and the learning that goes on from mano to mano is fine. And me helping a kid when they get stuck, all that stuff's important, but it's that team thing in the classroom or in the locker room that's so important that they communicate, but they don't really communicate. And I think that's one of the things I'm hoping to put in that course is to talk about how we can build those kind of relationships within each other in small groups and those kind of things that are not one-on-one. They're not this, they're multiple, you know, maybe I put a guard and a forward and a center together and they're doing something that way. Or I don't know. I haven't really dove into that as much as I would have wanted to. But
the one other thing too is, like, when we talk about these platforms of Zoom and Google Meets and things like that, like, the first mistake I made with students and other players is just having it open-ended.
Right.
You're just kind of, you're out there, you know, you have to have a plan. That was my mistake. It's like going to teaching without a lesson plan.
Yeah.
And now, like, it's way better. So, like, Tuesdays we do a Kahoot game, and then we on Thursdays we do this, you know, and are you have things in mind. Like, I've done a goal setting activity where the girls had to come up with a goal that they wanted to work on in the off season in 3 steps. So the week before, I kind of set it up. So I said, all right, girls, and I'd share my screen. I'm trying to just give an example for help coaches of something they could do. Right. And they could build on it, you know, like, oh, that's a good idea. But, you know, all I did is I gave them a template and I sent it to them. But, like, I said, you know what, if you want to create your goal setting on a note card, if you want to go to the craft store and do it on cardstock, whatever you want, go for it, you know?
Right.
And then the next week we share the goal. So, like, sometimes I think it's cool when you can, what I like to call in the education world, front load material for the next time you meet. You know what I mean?
Right.
Instead of reviewing, like, kind of front loading. I want you guys to dive into this and then we're going to really learn about the next week, you know? And so sometimes you front load for the next time you're going to meet too, which kind of gets the kids triggered, you know? Think about
what do you mean by triggered?
Like thinking, you know, like thinking all week. All right, what is my goal? What do I want to do? You know, it's reflecting on what the next step is, kind of.
Okay.
Thing.
Yeah, and I think that's an important side note is you really want to put it out there so it's not one and done. You know, that they're thinking about it over time. You know, I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I think it's got to be over this long stretch rather than a short period. And if it isn't, then you're not going to have as much success, in my opinion. All right. Anything else on that, coach?
No, full time out today. This is a good one. On any given, any given philosophy, true or not true. So I'm talking on any given night, can a team beat another team no matter what? Is it true or not true?
Well, I think that's a good question. I've never coached a game I didn't think I could win. But realistically, I think there's, statistically speaking, from the stats teacher, there probably is a small percentage of games that you could play 1,000 times and you're going to lose it 1,000 times. But I think at the high school level, that's smaller. I don't think there's a lot of those. I think,
we've all had opponents where we've won by 50 or 60 points. And like,
there's just no way. I mean, we could have played them a million times and they wouldn't have beaten us. I mean, it wouldn't have mattered. I could have played my bottom five. I don't think that's the norm. I think that's the exception to the rule.
Right.
So I think from statistical standpoint, I think we're within a standard deviation for most opponents either way. So, but I think the margin of error is smaller. I want to say that I believe that, but most of the time I do. Most of the time I believe anybody.
I would say that there are some outliers that we know, but I think on a given night, average team, not like a below average, but an average team can beat a really good team given the circumstances.
Yeah, I've lost tournament games. I mean, I lost a tournament game this year where we had our worst shooting and they had one of their best shooting. And you know, we play them 100 times. I mean, I don't know if the coach is listening, but if we play them 100 times, we probably beat them 70 60, 50, I mean, more than half, I think. Just, we just had an off night. You know, we just, shooting wise, and they had a lot to do with that, but we just had an off night. Like, it was our worst shooting night of the entire year. My best player was 0-for from three and hadn't been 0-for in 2 years. Like, it just, that happens. But I just think those are exceptions to the rule, I think.
All right. So I think they're extreme outliers, but in retrospect, most of the time, I still think it's true.
I do. It's true. I think you can. I think you can beat them most of the time.
All so right. There you go, coaches. That's why you go on teachhoops.com so you can beat that coach that does that. And
that's why you do it. All right. Till next week. Hey, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that podcast. If you did, please go over and leave that 5-star review on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Acast, wherever you listen to these podcasts. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is my baby. Learn all my secrets of how I was able to win 80% of my high school games, 3 state titles, multiple conference championships. Let me help you through this great journey we call coaching. All right. Have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.